O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Colossians 1, verses 11 through 20. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Fullness of God by Jonathan Ogden. Atmospheric and airy, multiple voices sing in unison as electric guitar provides rippling background noise. The calming sounds parallel the text's description of God's unchanging, constant nature.
Citizens of a heavenly home. This life that we now live is no longer our own. 'Cause we're living for the King of glory. Laid down, we'll tell his story. He is the image of the invisible God. Stays the same. Eternal, surpassing, His love's everlasting, never change. From age to age, it stays the same. He's steadfast and changing, His love's never ending. All the fullness of God is pleased to dwell. Through Him He will reconcile all things to Himself.
Colossians 1, verses 11 through 20. Being strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. A few years ago, just before Thanksgiving, Jimmy Kimmel Live featured a, quote, politically correct Thanksgiving pageant. This was put on by students at Edward James Olmos Elementary School. Kimmel explained the need for an updated version of the classic Thanksgiving story, one that is more in accordance with our modern sensitivities. It was pretty well done, and it's always helpful when people are able to laugh at themselves. The pageant opened with applause as the child actors were introduced, but the applause was immediately hushed by the narrator, a young girl in a plaid dress who informed the audience that applause is insensitive to those without arms. The scene was set in Plymouth, Massachusetts in the year 1621, if you choose to adhere to the culturally oppressive Greco-Roman calendar, that is, and it included references to maize allergies, privilege checking, and cultural appropriation. The pageant came to a climax when all the characters sat down to eat and nothing on the table could accommodate everyone's allergies and sensitivities. But tofurkey came to the rescue, said no one ever. Tofurkey was non-offensive, but it was also disgusting. As one of the kids explained, and this statement encapsulates the moral of the story, you see, when we all come together and compromise and spend all of our time trying to please everyone, we end up with a lumpy mound of brown goo. Now, compromise and sensitivity are good things. They are worth pursuing. The fruits of the Spirit include love, peace, patience, and gentleness. Christ calls us to display all of these attributes. But there are certain things that should never be compromised. And this passage confronts us with two of those things, the person and work of Jesus. If we begin to give on core doctrines such as these, our faith becomes a lumpy mound of brown goo. But the picture of Christ that we're presented with in these verses is anything but that. Here we encounter the true Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, the one by whom and for whom all things were created, the one who has acted powerfully and decisively to reconcile all things to himself through his own blood. In these verses, we see that Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, the creator of all things, as well as its end goal and sustainer. The biblical picture of Jesus is not safe or sanitized, but it is glorious. May we cling to it with all that we are and give thanks for it. Let's close now with this prayer from Jerome. O Lord, you have given us your word as a light to shine on our path. Grant that we may so meditate on that word and follow its teaching that we may find in it the light that shines more and more until the perfect day. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.